to see them win was the most exciting thing, and probably something I'll never forget. I will never forget the tears that we cried, and I'll never forget the hugs and just how we held each other for so long. And, you know, I get choked up thinking about it.
Well, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Show. This interview is long time coming, and is like the unicorn of interviews, because as I was recently informed, this is the first. So,
that's right.
So honored to have our guest with us. This guy's resume and cheer is so incredibly robust, and he's going to hate me for saying long, but long.
It is what it is, man.
So world renowned, one of the top choreographers, one of the most creative minds to ever step on a cheer mat, international speaker, amazing human being, truly a visionary for our sport. You know, I've had the pleasure of knowing Ray for a few years now, and more than anything, have just been honored to be able to call him a good friend. So thank you so much for taking the time and joining me for this episode, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey man, it's an honor to be here, and I have plenty of time. So,
because we're all stuck in our little caves,
right? So, exactly.
So, you know, obviously, you've had an extensive history in the sport, going all the way back to, you know, the earliest I've seen of you is demo videos for NCA.
Which recently just surfaced.
You know, personally, the work that I've done most with you has been with Stars Vipers. You know, you're Ray, for those who don't know, Ray is and his company Action Spirit is the skills and choreography group that Stars utilizes for their programs. If you look back at the awards, the championships, and the placements that the team has had over the years, Ray's creativity and his incredible staff have been a huge catalyst in that success. And so being able to work with him and just kind of take a step back and watch him work is truly, it's art. It's really incredible.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. But I can't take all the credit for that. You know, I'm around a lot of crazy people that definitely, you know, have my back, and
you've got an awesome
and are visionaries.
Yeah. You've got an awesome team. I do want you to go into, to telling about the team that you work with and how your business has evolved. But before we do that, I think leading into that would just be a little bit more detail about your history. So take us back to, like, the beginning of cheer for you, and tell us the story of how that beginning evolved into Jasper Choreography.
Okay. Well, listen, I've been in this business for a very long time before even All Stars was around. So I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet for you guys so you don't get too bored. Okay. I was in high school, and I had probably one of the most popular cheerleaders come up to me and ask me to compete with them. And, I went to their first practice, and it was love at first sight. I had a blast, and it was more of the competitive side than it was game day. And, I didn't really find that passion until we went to NCAA Nationals in Dallas, Texas. Mm. And that, you know, NCAA is, if you've never been to NCAA, it's a magical experience, to say the least. You know, production is just bar none. You know, it's like no one can compete with them. Mm. And I was just blown away and mesmerized by the energy and the competition. And, you know, I've always been a competitive person. So, you know, I found my niche, you know, and after NCAA, and I think we did average, you know, to say the best. I mean, I think it was like 10th or 11th, and we were excited about that. I wasn't, but got back and I said, hey, let me choreograph the routine. Have zero experience in dance. I just know what I saw, and I knew what the crowd liked just from the reaction. And I tried to emulate that. And it was awesome. You know, we went to California State, and we were placed in the top three. And at that time, this is old now, at that time, there weren't real divisions. There was a varsity and a JV. and all girl and co-ed competed against each other. So
really?
So there was myself and one other guy on the team, and we went against Mater Dei and Los Alamitos. And those are, you know, historically some of the most iconic teams, you know, that started off the, what we have like the West Coast style, you know, the very flashy styles. And, I was, you know, just in awe of that. And we competed against that. You know, we went against teams that had 13, 14 boys, and it was a massacre. But, you know, with having two guys and with the choreography, it was one of those things that my teammates figured, wow, you actually know what you're doing. Even though I don't think I did. I think I just kind of like went with the flow, you know, and it turned out pretty awesome. So shortly after that, I graduated, like I did it my senior year, and it was short lived. And I happened to run into a girl that was a competitive cheerleader at a high school that I ended up coaching for about 20 years, I think. Wow. About 20 years. Yeah. Yeah. And I started working and choreographing and coaching them, both the JV and varsity. And I did it for about, like I said, 20 years. And I worked for free for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to school. I was going, you know, I had two jobs and then cheerleading. And that's pretty much what I did for all my youth, you know, just growing and learning as I went. And then got asked to be on NCAA staff. And that was the turning point for me. NCAA staff really shaped me. And I come off as a very quiet person and shy. And NCAA kind of changed that whole thing for me. And it just opened up a new world. I worked with so many incredible people. And it, like I said, NCAA just shaped me and gave me direction. And after that, it was like full steam ahead. You know, All-Stars started in San Diego, and I was part of the first All-Star program in San Diego. Shortly after that, I started my own program, which is now has morphed into Cheer Force San Diego. So it was Champion Outlaws, and there was California All-Stars and also Mavericks. And yeah, Mavericks and Champion came together and started Cheer Force. And so shortly after that, I got a job doing Bring It On. And that was pretty incredible. And
so that's the original
Bring It On.
The original Bring It
the
On.
The original Bring It On. Yeah, yeah. So it opened a lot of doors for me. It kind of gave me another, you know, level of exposure. And yeah, it was awesome. I realized, you know, coaching for that long, it kind of took its course for me. And I wanted to travel. I just was hungry to, you know, work with people from all over the country at that time, the country. And yeah, it was like nonstop. So, you know, being home for this long, I honestly have not been home this long in 25 years.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, cause I've been working, you know,
every time I see, and I've texted you from time to time. Like, I don't know what time it is where you are, but I hope you're having fun.
Exactly.
So
hey, join the club.
Yeah, right.
A lot of my friends do that. Yeah.
So you started, so it continued on. So when did we, so I know obviously UC or NCAA was a big catalyst and kind of propelling you forward, really starting to build your name as a choreographer. So what do you consider was like the next leap to where kind of like where you are now?
Well, okay. So like I said, Bring It On kind of opened doors for me and gave me that type of exposure. And I, you know, I worked in commercials. I did a couple commercials. I worked for Disney, did a little, you know, here and there, that kind of stuff. And was almost phasing myself out of the cheerleading industry and, you know, and going into the entertainment industry. And I realized that was short lived for me because I realized that my passion is working with, you know, athletes and working with hungry athletes, you know, competitive athletes, you know, and I guess that's the only kind of athlete you can have is a competitive one. So yeah, I was missing that. So I gave up all that hoopla and I went back into it and focused really hard with working with the programs that I worked with. And, you know, at that time, you know, there weren't these super mega gyms, you know, there was Cheer Athletics and whatnot, cause they've been around for a while, but, and Top Gun, but there wasn't a lot of, you know, hype like there is now. And so for me, you know, I stayed with the gyms, these small gyms, and I really worked hard. I nurtured those relationships, and you know, they became pretty good, really pretty, you know, and doing well in competitions. And as they did well, you know, that got my name out there. And it was just kind of a no-brainer. And honestly, it wasn't, you know, cheerleading has a celebrity status type thing. I've never once had it in my head like that. I just do my job because I love my job, and I work with these athletes, and I look forward to work with these athletes and coaches. And that is really where my focus was. And, you know, and then the cheerleading stuff started happening, and, you know, people saying, oh, you're one of the top choreographers. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, it didn't really like mean anything to me, you know,
right.
What meant anything that meant it was like the teams that did well, that's what was important for me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it, my teams did good, and it gave me more exposure. And then I started traveling internationally. So now I do this year round. You know, and it's funny because I have this one story about my mom saying, you know, this cheerleading is never going to take you anywhere. What are you doing with this? You know, and I'm sure a lot of kids out there have, you know, their parents say the same thing to them. Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad just really were against it. And I just followed my passion, you know, and I struggled and sacrificed a lot. You know, like I said, I was working two jobs and was going to school and all that. And it was, but I never once resented. I loved it so much. It was just, I couldn't wait to get into the gym. So, you know, I think the passion is what like gave me these opportunities that I have. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. So how many countries have you worked with, and have you done like choreography?
Oh, man. I haven't counted, but I'm definitely, you know, at least 10.
Okay.
You know, off the top of my head. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I'm pretty blessed.
You know, yeah. and it's, you know, you said something towards the end of kind of leading up to the country thing where, you know, you talked about the passion of seeing, you know, the cheerleberty versus just the passion of seeing, you know, the athletes you work with right. succeed. And, you know, for those that haven't worked with Ray, when you're at a big competition, you know, you will see you. And then it's okay. I got to go see my other team. I got to go see my other team. Once you work with, to our audience, once you work with Ray, like you realize that it truly is an investment in, you know, in your program. It's not a job to him. You can tell that from the second he walks in the door that he's not doing a job. He's truly pouring into your program and he sees it all the way through. I mean, there's times that I think I saw you at Worlds and I was like, we were having a conversation and I turned my back for 2 seconds and I looked back and you were gone. And I was like, where did Ray go? Yeah. And they're like, oh, he had to go watch another team. Like there, he had to like run to the pavilion. He's in a hotel. I was like, okay, Ray, see ya.
I know. I hate bringing friends with me that have nothing to do with cheerleading. Cause you know, they're like Disney World. I want to go with you. I want to see what you do. And they get a taste of Worlds and how chaotic it is. And they're just like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Welcome to my world, you know. But I enjoyed doing that though, you know.
It's you know, and it's you and you know, then the relationships that you have and that you've made, you know, you're this amazing catalyst that brings other people together too with the reach that you've had. And you know, just with me personally getting to meet some of your friends and connections in Australia, you know, and to right, connect with that group. And, you know, you truly are, you know, you're this like middle ground where you're just like bringing all these people together. And
I love that. Yeah. And you know, honestly, I that's one of the things that I love doing. I love bringing together friends from different countries and getting to compare notes and, you know, chit chat about whatever, even if it's not cheerleading, you know. Yeah, I enjoy that. I mean, that's awesome. You know, I like to think that I'm around a lot of amazing people. They're all positive, you know, and why not bring all of us together, you know, and network with each other. I mean, that's what it's about.
I think a lot of people may not realize that outside of the U.S. and some of the big countries that we see at ICU, that it's, you know, cheer is still the Wild West. You know, it's still very... it's very archaic in a lot of places. You know, I've got friends that cheered, or that were on Team Austria that would send me pictures of where they practice, and it's wooden floors, wooden walls, like the gym from the 1920s, and a cheer mat and a dead mat.
I can top those, man. I can tell you some places, and it would blow North America away, these athletes. I mean, because these kids come in and go, it's hot in here and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys have air conditioning. What are you talking about? You know, where, and then there's a team in Mexico where they practice on top of, on this roof, this building, a three-story building, and they set the mats out because that's the only area that they have flat. And they're tumbling on top of a three-story building. I mean, it blows my mind, you know. And you go to Columbia, and these kids they don't have mats, you know. So they're throwing, you know, double fulls and whip through to this and yada, yada, yada on grass. And it's just, you know, they don't know any better. You know, these athletes are doing it because they love it. You know, it's their passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just kind of don't see all the obstacles. Mm-hmm. You just do it.
Yeah. Now I know you don't measure your success this way. So this may not be a question that you are actually able to answer, but just to give an idea of how deep your success with the programs that you've worked with is, do you have any idea how many worlds, first, second, or thirds, or NCAAs, or summits, or cheer sports that your choreography has?
Oh my gosh, really?
I mean, if you had to guess a ballpark number,
you know me better than this, Travis.
I know. It's not a brag thing. I asked. It's not you telling.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, I guess off the top of my head, at least 9 or 10 worlds titles. Summit, I don't even know. I mean, I one of the memory things came up on my Facebook, and I think I had posted something. I guess I was having one of those days where I was like, yeah, I'm going to brag. But I posted, it was like, I want to say like 8 or 9 first place, you know, like 7 second place, you know, and a handful of third place. But, you know, honestly, I want to say that's not important. It is important because at the end of the day, we're competitive cheerleaders, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But that is not the focus for me. My focus is making sure those kids walk on that stage and come off that stage excited and you know, wanting to do it again and have that rush, not, you know, walking off that stage going, okay, I'm done with this, you know,
sure.
I'm over cheerleading. I want them to want more, you know, and that's where my focus is. You know, I've never been one to say, hey, you have to win or first place is important. I just, that's not my job, you know? So, yeah. So when you ask me questions like, you know, how many first place, how it's a little,
I know it's not one for you, that, which is kind of why I wanted to ask you. I just wanted to see you squirm a little bit, but we have to say, you know, if it's, yes, it's not our focus. And I think that any quality coach or program, you know, director is going to agree that, you know, titles aren't the primary focus when you're working with young athletes, but we also have to be critical and say, if we're going to, you know, bring in support, we need to know.
There's a balance. You have to have somewhat of a balance. Yeah.
Go to any job, any job, like we need a resume. Like, no. That's not important of what I've done. It's what
right.
So, so what are current or any current, I mean, aside from everything that's been going on, let's say leading up to that, what was your current situation? Like what projects were you working on? Is there any, you know, anything that aside from what you typically do that was special?
It was, everybody was gearing up for Worlds. I was in a different country when the whole situation happened, you know, pandemic happened, and I was in fear of getting stuck in that country. And that country wasn't in the same phase, I guess, or same at that point. They thought they were okay and they were free from this pandemic, which just blows my mind. And we were carrying on with choreography and whatnot, and finally I just said, hey, look, I gotta get home. And so I got home, and not thinking that Worlds and all this was going to be canceled. But, you know, that's pretty much what my focus was Worlds, you know, and actually I was supposed to be in Australia for a couple weeks prior to Worlds and, you know, getting teams in Australia ready for Worlds and also for their season because their season runs opposite of ours. Okay. So, I mean, I didn't really have any different events, so to speak, besides Worlds, you know, and to look forward to, and traveling outside the country, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, you know, you, speaking of the, you know, with the teams that you work with, I know we touched on Action Spirit and your, you know, your amazing team that you put together and that you work with each season. Tell us about kind of the details of Action Spirit, the history of Action Spirit, what you guys, like what's, you know, what sets Action Spirit apart, what makes you guys different. And for people that may be interested in looking into choreography with you in the future, what can they expect from Action Spirit?
Okay. Well, listen, Action Spirit is basically an extension of when I first started Action Spirit, it was an extension of me. Mm-hmm. And the philosophy behind starting this company was to get teams prepared for choreography because I was going into choreography with these ideas and trying to teach them the skills and whatnot. And the teams just weren't gelling with them. They weren't getting it, you know, mm-hmm. because it's hard to get in someone's mind and creative mind, you know, and know exactly this is how you do stuff. And a lot of the stuff that we were coming up with, there weren't, you know, set drills for at that time. So cheerleading's definitely evolved since then, but Action Spirit was just a tool to prepare teams for choreography. And so, you know, we formed a curriculum and in that curriculum, we built the levels up so that whenever a choreographer, if it's not myself, it could be Brendan or Brooklyn or TJ, you know, I have an amazing group of, you know, people in our network. And, you know, if it wasn't, if it wasn't me or them choreographing the routine, we would at least set those teams up for success for a choreographer. And that's pretty much what Action Spirit was about. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, now that training is very important and a lot of programs want it, we've had to extend that, the content. And we created, you know, other classes that can help prepare teams for their season. Gotcha. And, you know, a lot of people say this is a skills camp. It is a skills camp, but more or less the focus is on choreography and how to think outside the box and how, you know, here, for instance, you know, here's a double up. Okay. Well that we've seen a double up 9 million times. How let's do a different entry into it or mm-hmm. a different exit out of it. And mm-hmm. that's pretty much where our focus was. And anytime that we started our camps, we would say, okay, let's think outside the box. And, you know, we've been very blessed to be around so many creative people. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that has been the thing, you know, anytime we bring people into our network, one of the first things we look at is if they're passionate, you know, and if they're creative and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And, you know, because too many times I've been with NCA where people just were on staff for the wrong reasons, to show off or, you know, to showboat and do whatever. And that's not what we're about. We are about trying to create a product that no other company's doing.
Yeah.
And I think we've done a pretty good job of that.
I agree. I definitely agree. And when you look at, you know, the larger organizations, you know, you were NCA staff, mm-hmm. I was UCA staff, you know, we both understand the inner workings of, we have to create a product that can be pushed to the masses and be specialized at home. Right. And so it's very uniform, which isn't bad, but it's for a different purpose. And the one thing that I found really at first, I thought it was extremely unique, but then as you watch it kind of unfold was when you guys come in to do, you know, Action Spirit, as you talk about, you're coming in with ideas of what you are going to parlay these skills into. So it's almost like you're setting yourself up for your choreography versus like, we're going to teach you everything and then we'll piece it together later. So, you know, and watching.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was. You're right. That's exactly. And I'm glad that you saw that because that is exactly what the game plan was.
When it is. And when you work and for the programs that are, you know, considering working with Ray, you realize when you have that type of choreography and it's done, you know, the skills leading into the choreography that way, it puts you ahead time-wise so much more, because you're not starting your choreo from scratch. You're starting your choreo with an idea of what it was going to be from the beginning, and you've already got the idea of what skills you can do. So we're not going to spend weeks on end trying to then say, well, we got double ups, but how are we going to transition that into something new? Now let's piece it together.
Right.
You know, his team, right. You know, you and I've sat, and when you first came in for choreo, and, you know, before anything, before you did anything and for Action Spirit, and you're like, oh yeah, I've been thinking about this sequence at, you know, this, and I was talking with Brooklyn about this, you know, stunt, this pyramid and this and that. And it's like, then you're working the skills for it versus the other way around. And it truly does, right. I think, create a lot more confidence in the kids, because they're already starting to envision what the routine's going to look like versus clean slate. So I think that's
right.
I think that you can only do that on a small scale though. Like, you can't.
Exactly. And that's funny because you're right. We've been offered to work with so many gyms, and some of the really big gyms, and, you know, and we just can't facilitate that. Not with the type of curriculum that we have. You know, it's just, you know, we're creating, you know, 40 level one stunts, you know, 50 level six. It's, you know, each group gets a unique stunt or, you know, a sequence. And, mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, you try to do that all summer long and try to outdo yourself year by year. And it's a big responsibility, and it's a lot of pressure. And, you know, we know that our strength is being intimate, being creative, you know, and I feel like we would lose that if we were on a larger scale like NCAA. You know, we would definitely, the quality would not be there. So yeah. We're happy to keep it where we are. And, you know, eventually, you know, if we get a new gym in there, that's great. You know, we'll just push harder. But for the most part, we pretty much stay the same size. We've been the same size for the last 10 years, mm-hmm. and we're happy with that.
Yeah. I would almost think that you guys would, you know, most teams and programs kind of lament the rule changes from year to year. And I feel like you guys are like, oh, a rule change, that means we have a whole new thing of choreo. We got new ideas that just makes it easier. It's kind of like your spoon. You can't do that anymore, so here's what you can do.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's tough. We do have some people on our staff that are incredible with rules and learning how to get, you know, get into the gray areas. And so that's something I used to always do. And now you've got all these young people around me, and they're like, oh, you can do this, and this grip can happen this way. And it's just, I'm always learning. You know, I've been doing this for so long, but I have not stopped learning. And that's what I think has given me longevity. It has given me, you know, that I'm able to work this long.
You've got an evergreen product. You know, that's
I appreciate that.
That's hard for a lot of businesses. So, so speaking of, you know, your staff and where you guys have been, what's the future look like for you, for Jasper Choreography, for the staff, you know, the kids that you look to hire and work with, and the coaches that you work with, like, so what's the future look like for you?
Well, I hope it looks bright. You know, we're going to keep pushing and try to, you know, try to stay ahead of the curve and try to, you know, be innovative, and, you know, and by hiring, you know, new staff. And I work with so many kids, and I see so many kids that are just have so much potential, and that's pretty much how we hire. You know, we're exposed to these kids and these athletes, and we see that, you know, that it factor, and we hire them, and that's what keeps Action Spirit so fresh. You know, it's like we're always bringing in, you know, passionate, creative, you know, standouts. And you know, it's the future for us is bright. You know, I don't see us stopping anytime soon. We've got a great group of leaders, you know, between TJ, Brooklyn, you know, Brendan, all that. And I mean, there's so many, I can just go down the list. And I just, like I said, I don't see us slowing down anytime soon. We've talked about doing events and whatnot. And, you know, we thought, okay, is that going to, you know, spread ourselves thin? And that has always been a fear of mine, you know, getting too big too fast. And, you know, and, we toyed with the idea, and then we figured, you know what? No, we're not going to do that because it will probably affect everything else that we're doing. And I'm just not ready to do that. No matter what, I don't care if we have five gems, as long as that quality is, you know, A plus.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about like crossing into different offerings with what you do, like maybe music or things like outside of just choreo and dance? Has that ever been a thought? Or?
Actually, I mean, we do have something in the works with gymnastic or tumbling, and you know, for me, I do get a lot of people that want to join our network, and you know, kind of you scratch my back, I scratch your back type thing. Mm-hmm. But for me, it makes me a little nervous bringing in someone, you know, that I have nothing to do, I have no power over. You know, I mean, right now I'm actually telling you I'm a control freak. So, you know, I have no power over this. And if they do somebody wrong, I'm going to feel awful. You know what I mean? So I'm very hesitant in bringing in other companies, you know, where I don't have the experience, you know, to make sure that there's follow through.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Because we get a lot of companies here, and I hear nightmare stories about, you know, oh, this person didn't get their music, or this person didn't show up, or this. And that's something I've always told my staff, you know, you will follow through, you know, don't make a schedule or don't commit to something and flake, because your word is your bond. And so, you know, and it seems to be an issue in our industry, you know? So, that's one of the reasons why I don't like to bring in another company to, you know, promote, just because of that.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah. It's,
but who knows? You never know.
It's different aspects of the industry too, I think, that are most frustrating. You look at, obviously, music and things like that are terrible, like, but then also apparel and, you know, the nitpicking.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
So, you know, nitpickiness.
Yeah, you're right. I've had my own nightmares with apparel, and I've had a couple companies say, hey, you know, we'll do this, this, and that. I'm just like, no, thanks. You know, I am one of those people, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I agree. So outside of cheer, I mean, obviously I know you kind of tie your passion for travel in with cheer. I know that there's trips you take that are mix. You do a little bit of cheer, a little bit of vacation. Yeah. And I know that some are completely separate, but what are things that you enjoy doing that are outside of the sport, that when I know all of us that love cheer still at times are like, you know, I need a small break
on the beach. I like long walks on the beach, you know. No, I'm kidding. Traveling actually is my first. I love that. I love traveling and seeing the country and trying new foods out. I mean, yeah. I mean, who doesn't like that? You know, it's such a, you know, big world out there. It's like, I want to experience it.
What's your favorite country you've been to
so far? Well, I was supposed to be in Greece for my birthday. So I would have probably, you know, a lot of people said Greece is amazing. So far Italy is my favorite country. We went last season right after Worlds. Mm. And it was incredible. It was mind-blowing.
I didn't hate your views from your hotel room.
Beautiful country, beautiful people. I also went for a wedding. A good friend, she's from England, and I met a lot of her friends, and they're from all over the world, which was nice, you know, meeting people from all over.
Yeah. Cool. What, you know, what inspires you to continue to push on? You know, what's your thing when you get up in the morning and you're like, you know, obviously I know you love what you do, so it's not like you need a lot of motivation to live a dream, but in those few times when you need to pick me up mentally, what is your inspiration to keep going?
You know what? It's the people around me. And I know that sounds super cheesy. The people around me, that's what inspires me. You know, like I said before, I work with a great group of people, and they've got fire in them. And you know, when I'm hitting a low and I'm just, you know, kind of like, I want to check out, they pick me up. You know, they're so incredibly passionate. They're so incredibly, they're brilliant, you know? And when I see that, it just kind of lights my fire. you know, I travel a lot with Ted Good, and he is one of the most incredible people in our industry. And, you know, he's with me almost 90% of the time of my travel. And there are moments where I'm just like, oh, I can't get out of bed, I'm so exhausted. And he knows the right things to say. You know, he's amazing. And I also have an amazing partner who, you know, where I, you know, I'll say, hey, I just don't feel like doing this. And he'll look at me and he'll go, you need to do it. You need to follow through. You need to go, you know, and it's awesome. You know, he's been there to push me through it. So I, you know, when you say what inspires you, people inspire me, you know, my friends inspire me. And yeah, and the kids, the athletes.
Yeah. And I've been fortunate enough to get to meet a lot of the folks that are around you when you go, and
they're crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I love Ted. Man, if he could, just keep funny. Keep him on speed dial. Ted, give me 30. I need a 30-second pick me up.
That's the thing, you know. They keep you on your toes. You know, they're like you said, they've got fire in them. They keep everything is funny. You know, is a witty comment. Mm-hmm. Brendan's another one who's just so quick. You know.
Yeah.
So it makes my job so fun. And honestly, I don't really call what I do a job, because I just love it so much, you know. And a lot of my friends say, you're a workaholic. And I'm like, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do go through moments where I'm just kind of, I'm exhausted, you know, physically and mentally. But I'm so lucky to have those people, you know.
I'll tell you what's, you know, it's when you talk about like Ted and the staff that you have, you know, and, you know, you talked about like having people that you trust that you work with that, you know, that keeping that high level of quality. Right.
Right.
When you guys came back, the second time around, so after when we were making our modifications and tweaks to the routine.
Yeah.
And I think it was Miss Hiss was there work. I think it was Miss Hiss was there working, and it was like the gym was done and it was like 10 o'clock and Ted was still, Ted was still fully caffeinated, high octane Ted. And the rest of us are sitting like this.
Is our best friend.
We're just like sitting here and Ted's like, hadn't turned it off.
Energizer finding.
It's like, you've been going for like,
well, man, we're on a time crunch. You know, we're on a time crunch. You got to get stuff done. You
that,
know,
and their routine came out so incredible.
I know.
They did so
I'm so
well.
Bummed. Yeah. I'm really bummed. They didn't get to showcase that.
I know. It's frustrating. What is your proudest moment in your cheer career? I know that's might be, I know you may have it get ready to go, but if you think back, you're like, you know what? This was the moment that when I am on my deathbed, this is the moment that made it all worth it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm going to go back to when I got to see kids that I've coached, who are now coaches, you know, and they, you know, they work with a really amazing, an incredible program, Cheer Force, when they won worlds for the first time. Like it was to see them win was the most exciting thing, and probably something I'll never forget. I will never forget the tears that we cried, and I'll never forget the hugs and just how we held each other for so long. And you know, I get choked up thinking about it because this is a, you know, a girl and a guy, they're married now, Annalisa and Andrew. You know, I coached them when they were kids, you know, they were 9th, 10th graders, you know, and now they're married, have kids, and they coach, you know, this incredible program, Infinity. And when they won worlds, it was one of the most incredible moments of my life. Yeah, I'll never forget that.
You know, there's
to see them succeed.
Oh, for sure. You know, there's, you read, if you read the self-help books and you know, entrepreneur and your mindset books and things like that, and leadership and you know, and you talk about the levels of leadership, and there's this
right
fifth level of leadership that where leaders basically create leaders, and you talk about how when you get to a point to where you know you can take people so far, but then when you can bring someone to a point where they are then able to do what you have done for them,
yeah.
that's like and that better. Pinnacle. Yeah.
You know,
so that's cool, man, that, you know, that for you to have that success for others be your biggest moment, I think speaks
absolutely
tremendously of your character and of your, oh, where your thanks. Heart lies.
Thank you.
You know, I could sit here and talk to you all day. So, but
I know, man.
I love getting to talk with you. It's been so long.
We always do like a crash course. I know. As soon as we get to the gym, we're doing a crash course on, hey, what's going on?
How what you doing? Do you been doing for the last 2 months? Lay down. I'll fix you. So advice. You've got tons of experience, the success, obviously the mindset and your heart is where it should be. So to our coaches, we'll make it a couple different parts. To our athletes, to our coaches, and to the parents of cheer athletes, what advice could you give?
Okay, we'll start with the athletes first. My advice, Steph, you know, let's see, I don't want to say this. Do what you love, you know, stay with it. It's hard, you know, this sport isn't easy. And I just say, follow your passion and, don't let anybody deter you from what you love and, just stay focused. You know, this is one of those sports that's, it's grueling on the body. It's demanding. So, you know, just have fun. Just have fun. I think there's so much pressure on these kids to win and do this. And you know, I think that sometimes takes away from what's really important. You know, they do this because they love it. And we need to remember that as coaches and choreographers and gym owners, we need to make sure that they still love it, you know, because that's what's first and foremost. That's what's important.
For sure.
And for coaches, I mean, it's the same advice, you know your kids. I think a lot of coaches, you know, get to the point where, you know, they're coaching 5, 6, 7 teams. And it blows my mind that sometimes coaches, I come across it every now and then, not so much lately, because I walk in and I'll know their names in an hour, less than an hour, you know, and some of the coaches are like, I don't even know their name. I just call her redhead or whatever. And I'm like, that's rude, you know, like you should know your kids. So I say to coaches, know your kids, you know, know what makes them tick. And that's how you're going to get the best results out of your kids, you know, by knowing them.
Yeah.
And to parents, leave your kids alone. let them do their thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, don't try to coach the coaches and, you know, just enjoy your kids growing in the sport.
I think that's huge.
I don't know if that was very profound, but
it's huge. I think the parent piece especially is if you trust enough in a program to spend that much time and effort and energy and in it, let them do it.
Right. Exactly.
I think that's exactly. Not,
it's the worst thing to do. And I hear it across the board all over the world. You know, you've got your stage parents and it's, you know, and I used to own a gym and I remember that was probably one of the worst parts of my job is, you know, not all the parents, I don't want to give all the parents a bad rap, but you know, it only takes one or two to really ruin the season, you know? I've had my experiences with those stage parents. And like I said, my advice to parents is just let your kids enjoy the sport and you just pay the bills.
Which there are plenty of.
Can you edit that out?
mute, beep, 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 beep. No, he was just cussing, y'all. He's just cussing. Didn't say anything. Well, Ray, I love you, and I'm so happy that I got to finally to catch up with you. Catch up number one and number two to get to to introduce you to like the 3 or 4 people in the world that may not know who you are. So thank you so much.
Well, I can't wait to see you, man. I'll see you. It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you're just in a few weeks, you'll be back down.
Yeah. So we've been kind of zooming with all the gym owners and Action Spirit and trying to figure out, you know, creative ways to make the season start back up. And, you know, every state's in a different phase. So we've had to push all our schedules a month back and, you know, basically rearrange everybody's choreography and schedule and whatnot. And
yeah,
we're onto something though. You know, we're being proactive and we're moving forward.
Well, I definitely want to make sure that we put contact information for you. So if there are programs that are looking to work with you, or, you know, depending on how scheduling goes, at least maybe get some advice from you of what they can do to get their season started off in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I would love to connect them with you. So, but I'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right. All right, man. Thanks, Travis.
We'll talk soon.
All right, man.
All right. See ya.
See ya.